Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, was good, was good, was good. Big Red, Brother B in the house. The menu. Back on the set.
What's we all back? When we all back?
How y'all doing? How you doing, Red? What's going on, Red?
What's good? Red? What's good? I'm good, Brother B. What's going on with you?
I'm good. You know, very happy to be here. You know, another year. You know, just trying to keep the vision, you know, and, you know, push forward, man. Figure, you know, better things, you know what I'm saying? All around. Definitely got to, you know, keep working on that health. Not like the health is bad, but, you know, as we get older, you know, up there in age, we don't need no check engine lights coming on. And we don't get caught out there. You know what I'm saying? So,
nope, not at all.
Gotta stay on top of that. You know, I am proud to announce that yes, Brother B has given up eating meat. I think I'm gonna shoot for this pescatarian lifestyle because I don't know if I can really give up the fish because, you know, I love them, even though they say you're supposed to eat the wild caught fish, you know what I'm saying?
It's not the farm raised.
Not that farm raised, but like, I don't know about the whole thing of giving up, but I can probably, you know, I'm good. Like I'm a little over a month and yeah, there's no turning back. No chicken, no beef, you know, never really eat, okay. You know, pork. And, the thing that's killing me is the lamb, you know? Like, cause I make some good lamb chops, and now I just like
can't eat that.
My daughter and huh?
I said, "What can't eat that?" Cause that's meat.
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't know. That's the ask it. But you know, so far, you know, it's good. But you know what's crazy? So they have like these Beyond Meat burgers and all this other stuff. These vegetarian items, but the crazy thing is a lot of them have a process.
That's process stuff.
And it's like, how do you, you know, so you're trying to get away from one thing, but it's like you hit a brick wall and go into another. But man, when you look at some of the ingredients on this stuff, it's like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and it just turns me off. So I'm staying away from the meat, staying away from the processed foods. And like I said, I think, you know, the pescatarian thing will probably work for me. I was trying to see about giving it maybe 6 months and then I'll give up fish, but I don't know. I think I gotta make a stand right now. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
You know, and you know what?
It's sad that you know.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just doing it as an own personal, you know, thing, you know, health reasons, yes and no, but it's kind of like this. not only just to challenge to myself, but just to do something different. Like, I've been eating the same shit all my life. So you know what? It's time to, you know, it wouldn't hurt to just, you know, give something up. I'm not giving up alcohol.
Right.
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that.
Well, I don't think anybody should. Unless you have I don't think anybody should. Like I said, you know, everybody wants to get on the Beyond Meat thing, but now you just, as you said, it's okay. Now, what are you putting in this stuff? It's supposed to be grass fed, but when you read those ingredients on it, I don't see anything where it's grass fed or plant. Well, actually, not grass fed, but plant based. You know, anything on there. You know, of course, thanks to Google, you can Google those things, and you know that stuff is not what it's supposed to be. So allow now, I have to back off that because I don't, you know, now I don't trust that with, you know, with the, you know, with those ingredients on it. So now, and I'll say this, you'd be better off eating, you know, like if you're going to eat some type of meat or something like that, you'd be better off eating something that's wild caught or grass fed. You know, if it says grass fed, you better off eating that.
Yeah,
it's coming from the animal, but you're better off because at least you know that animal is being fed certain stuff. Now, like I said, that Beyond Meat stuff, you got all these chemicals in it, and we don't know what half that stuff, like I said, unless you Google it, you don't know what half that stuff is, and that stuff could be killing you too. So it's just like, once again, you know,
well, you,
they try.
You know,
it's like they try, but then they, you know, you might as well not.
Yeah, I mean, there was one brand, the one that you told me about, and the burger was actually, it was crazy good. But the thing that disturbed me, and I think I had came across an article about it, how I think the FDA was taking issues with it. So they put something in it, like in the burger, to make it seem like it was like bleeding.
Right.
So it was like, this is a plant-based burger. Why do you put something in there to make it seem like it's meat? Like, the whole thing is, I'm not looking for it to be meat. So I don't need it. You to put something in it
right.
to make it seem like it's bleeding, which is disgusting.
Right.
So, yeah, and the, right. like you're saying, the stuff like that is like, wow, what are you putting in it? So it's kind of, it's taken
yeah.
away from, like, you know, the whole thing
purpose
of, like, trying
right.
to be a little, yeah, being a little more health conscious.
So, you
staying
know,
away from the meat. Yeah.
Right, so I, you know, I'm to the point where it's just like, you just might as well just eat it. Because I used to eat veggie burgers, I used to do those all the time. So now it's to the point where it's like, all right, now I'm going to go back to those because at least you know what's in that. Like when you read, you know, this particular brand that you can get, and, it, you know what's in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I will say you've got to Yeah, I literally started looking for recipes, and I'm trying to, like, start, you know, like, attempt to start making, like, my own black bean burgers or whatever, because I
Well, you know all beans are not good for you.
Yeah, I know that, too. So, you know, if I, you know, damn if you do and damn if you don't. Like, I'm out of just eat air and lettuce, or drink air and,
air and lettuce.
That's that. Yeah, that's it. But, yo, once again, what up, everybody? It's the menu. Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Check us on Facebook at The Menu. Mind Your Mental, MindGurmental. And the same for Instagram. The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindGurmental. So, with that being said, on with the show. Once again, Merry New Year, everyone. And,
Merry happy.
Yeah.
Merry New Year.
So,
our topic for tonight.
Oh.
Would you like to set it off?
You can set it off.
Would you like to? Okay. Our topic for tonight, dating outside of your race. What's the big deal?
Well,
okay, so you sent me
the big deal.
Yeah, you sent. Well, you sent me a clip, and I watched it. And, you know, it was asking, you know, of course, you don't have to go there because, you know, Red sent me the clip, so I got to go there. Why do black men outside of their race? And I don't know if that's a very fair question to just ask black men. Like, how do you just ask, you know, one particular, you know, type of folk, you know, like, yo, why do you do it? I mean, nowadays it just seems like people are really trying to, some people, you know, are trying to walk away from the whole color spectrum thing, and they're just trying to, you know, love who they love. I think the issue that we are still fighting and will continue to fight are the stereotypical views and attitudes of either the old world people or people who still want to keep up their, you know, bigoted attitudes, you know, and stereotypical attitudes. As for the clip that you sent me, I mean, I think I've only dated outside my race, maybe like one time. This is back in like high school, but you know, it was crazy. You know, me and her were dating, but I could not meet her mother, you know, because her mother just wouldn't approve of, you know, their like Greek daughter going out with someone black. And I think at that point, that's when it really hit me, like, wow, like, this is the world that we really live in, you know, because it's not like I really gave too much of a damn about it. But, you know, there are other people out there who just, you know, seem different. And like I said, there's old world people who still have these, once again, these stereotypical views. And some people want to stick to their culture, and they believe this person should stay with this person, that person should stay with that person. And listen, I'm not one to knock anyone's hustle. You do as you do. But, I mean, if you really want to look at it, it's more than self-preservation or preservation of, you know, your ethnicity. It really boils down to your races. I mean, there's no other real way to put it, in my opinion. But we know Miss Cherry has a lot to say about this topic because she's more yellow than black. So, you know how the light-skinned folks do. She's not a light-skinned folks do. So, you know, they try to prove, you know, their blackness, you know, each and every time. So, you know, light skins and the dark skins, you know, this is like Eminem. But anyway, hey, what's up, Miss Cherry? How you doing? Happy New Year. Calling.
Hi, everybody.
Happy New Year, Red. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm fine. How you doing?
Happy New Year, Brother B.
Oh, G, thanks. It's so hot, Rod. Feel better, Hot Rod. I know you're listening. Feel better, brother. So, Miss Cherry.
Hot Rod. I still want my sweetie Hot Rod, but yeah, feel better.
What is your take on this, Miss Cherry? What's Miss Cherry's take?
As far as interracial dating?
Yeah.
Just in general. Okay, so I'm close.
Well, that's one part of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think when we were younger, at least when I was younger, I see it differently than I do today. I have never dated anybody outside of my race. I have deliberately decided not to date someone out of my race, but the reasonings are different. And I do think that there's a change with the time with the younger people. My son is 22, So I see it. I understand why he might be attracted to dating outside of his race. I think when I was growing up, I just wasn't attracted. I was raised differently. I was raised with a lot of pride in my people. And so I wasn't really interested. I could be your friend. We could talk. But I didn't necessarily want to bring you home. But I think as I get older, the reason why I'm not drawn to dating outside of my race is because I can't have those real conversations with certain people without curving the way that I speak or what I want to talk about. If I do have that type of conversation, they may label me as, you know, like you said, racist or, you know, whatever have you. I'm hating or whatever have you just because I don't see it the way that they do. And I like to have frank conversations about social injustices, racism. If it comes up and someone's there, I'm going to say what I think. And I don't think you could have those real conversations with someone who hasn't lived your life or been through it, or they're trying to understand, but they can't. So because I am kind of outspoken and I like to say what I have to say, it would become a problem. It would become a problem in a relationship. So I just stick to what I'm comfortable with.
Well,
sounds good.
All right, Lisa, so let me ask you as well as Red. So to those individuals that are in these type of, you know, interracial relationships, whether it's, you know, black and white, you know, Italian and black, Italian and Indian, Greek and like whatever. Do you think there's probably a brick wall somewhere when it comes to issues where it may be hard for the other party to relate? When there was a point where it seemed like the Asian Americans were under attack. Now, if you're like a white guy going out with an Asian woman or vice versa or whatever, do you think there's somewhere of a point where there's just like this wall where they just don't get it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be where they won't get it because, once again, they can't experience or go. They're not going to understand that person's, like you said, if she's Asian, you know, Asian and he's Caucasian or whatever. He's not going to understand what she feels like, being that they're being under, you know, like they're being under attack like that. Because of what they're seeing out there in the media, he's not going to understand that. He's not going to see it as a big deal, just as if he was dating someone that was, you know, black. Once again, he's not going to be able to understand. He may try to understand, but he's not going to be able to understand because he's not black. And I don't care if she tells him until he's blue in the face. He's not going to be able to he's not going to get it. You see it now happening with that going on, especially after all the events that happened since 2020 to now. A lot of interracial couples are going through it because guess what? They have to have those uncomfortable conversations. And like I said, unfortunately, other nationalities, I'm not just going to say white men or white women or whatever. I'm just going to say that other nationalities can't relate to things that we've been through or go through or every day. They don't look at it because they figure, oh, well, I'm just in love with this person. This is my person. We're married. We got kids. We just this, that, another. But they really don't think about it until things start happening. And then that person has to tell them, like, look, you're not going to be able to understand anything that I'm going through. You're going to try, but you just can't. And it's going to put a strain on a relationship.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, even when you're talking to them about, like I said, social injustices, I could be sitting there and I could be speaking to someone about the Arbery case. This young black man is jogging through a neighborhood, and somehow he's not allowed to go into their neighborhood, so they decide to chase him down, and it ends in them murdering him. And when you're speaking to them, the questions that come up can be annoying. Like, well, does he live in that neighborhood? What? You know, automatically, we know what that means. They're saying, did he really belong there? You know, and already you get your guard up because we know that there are certain neighborhoods we're jogging in, we feel uncomfortable. Why? Because we know that walking into that neighborhood, the neighbors are peeking out the window or they feel you don't belong there. And then
that costs us our lives, exactly.
Yeah. They're not trying to be offensive to you, but they don't get it. They don't get it. The questions, the follow-up questions, the neighbor that got involved, he saw something going down, he got to get involved. They don't see him as, I look at it, I'm like, he's a nosy neighbor. He belongs, he should have been minding his business, but yeah,
minding
he
his
got
business,
involved.
Exactly.
Now he's in jail just like the rest of them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know, all he had to do was mind his business.
He didn't really as much. So it's like when social injustices dealing with us, when you talk to them about racism dealing with us, they don't get it. And it's like, you know, like you mentioned, they could understand, they could see it, but, you know, it's always like trying to justify why that behavior is acceptable. And I don't like to get involved in relationships that I don't feel free to say what I want to say I don't want to say necessarily hurting people's feelings, because the truth is the truth. And if you get your feelings hurt, you know, it's kind of bad. But I try to be sensitive towards that when I'm speaking to people, especially when I realize no matter what you say, it's not going to move the conversation forward.
I get it.
Date outside of my race.
I mean, it's to a degree, you know. I mean, it's one of those things where people, you know, it's a mixed emotion thing. Like, you know, once again, you know, you don't want to feel pigeonholed. I mean, you love, you're interested in who you're interested in. I mean, I think maybe at one point it was definitely a thing. Because remember that movie years ago, Jungle Fever, with I think Marissa Tomei and Wesley Snipes? I mean, at one point it seemed like it was very taboo, especially I remember coming up, you know, for an Italian, you know, and blacks, because, you know, at one point, well, maybe still, you know, because once again, these issues still exist where, you know, A, we don't want your kind mixing with our kind type of thing. And, you know, you see it on all other spectrums, but in my experiences and my observation, it seemed like it's okay when a white man wants to, you know, cross the line and date other types of women. And, you know, whether it be Asian or black or whatever, you know, it seemed like it's okay when it's like that. But there seems to be an issue when
The whole point.
Well, can I just say this? When a white man dates a black woman, she's going to be successful. She's going to be one of those people that she's a business owner, she's an entrepreneur. He's not picking up Mary Sue from the corner. But we don't see that on the flip side. When black men go to date a white woman, he's not necessarily looking for a very ultra successful, established woman. He's just kind of picking up, you know, I don't want to say regular woman, but, you know, just anybody, so to speak. But white men.
Well, you think he's doing it? Wait, no, finish your statement.
I was going to say white men will not just pick up any black woman. She has to have vision. She has to have goals. She has to be established, successful. You know, you don't see them with just Betty Sue walking down the street or Keisha or whatever. She's definitely going to be somebody that he feels can further him in the social line or in his career or his goals. She's going to be adding something. She's not going to be taking anything away. That's not necessarily
or be someone
pick out to date.
Or be someone that's not going to embarrass him. Or be someone that's not going to embarrass him. You know, educated and stuff like that.
Yeah. Someone that would be acceptable to his friends and his family. And I've seen it because I know people. I remember one day I was at work, and this lady, she was Italian, and she shows me this picture. She goes, "This is my family." I look down and I see it, and it's like all these Italian people, and there's one black kid, and he's in the middle of that. She immediately says to me, "Oh, him right there, he's my daughter's friend." I was like, "You didn't explain nobody else in this picture. Why did you explain him?" The reason is he had to be explained. He had to have a reason.
Yeah.
He explained to me that he was in medical school and stuff. Oh, so he's okay. But that's how they think. See, he got to be with them because he was going somewhere. Her daughter wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So if her daughter marries a doctor, she's now furthered the family. But I just thought it was interesting, that interaction, that she pulls this picture out. There's probably about 15 people in the picture, and she immediately explains him to me, explains to me who he is and where he's going. And that made him okay to be with their family.
So is it our job to educate them?
No.
Educate them how?
Educate them how? For what? I'm not educating no grown-ass
Is it our job to educate them on, you know, maybe certain experiences? Because, all right, my thing is this. Where does color really come into play? Like, if it's all about love and it's all about being in a relationship,
the
why
family.
Does color have to come into play?
The family. The family. Like I said, we are always so accepting of everybody, but their families are not accepting of us.
So,
and I'm talking about us black people. They are never accepting of us. They will accept an Asian person. They will accept somebody of another nationality or culture before they will accept us. But we are always always accepting of them, but nope, nobody's ever accepting of us. And just as Ms. Cherry said, why do you have to be explained? Why the hell do I have to be explained? I'm a person and I'm a human being just like anybody else. I'm dating your family, so why do I have to be explained? But I bet you if I was another culture, I bet you wouldn't have to explain who and what and why and how come and all the what Indian River reservation I'm on and all that other stuff. You wouldn't have to explain on that.
Okay. All righty then. I get it. I feel you. Go ahead, Ms. Jerry.
So I don't think it's our place to educate them, but let me just say this. Like, that's the way I was raised and I feel about it. But I now have a son that's 22, and I see how the world has changed. So now I can't be so rigid. Like, I don't push my beliefs on him. He knows how I feel. We've had these conversations and stuff. It doesn't work for me. But I give him the leeway to make his choice. The only thing I tell him is, you love who you love, but if you bring someone home and she is not of our culture or our background, do not expect me to curb what I say to accommodate her. So if she's not comfortable enough with black people to be able to sit here and have a conversation about racism and discrimination and stuff, you probably don't want to bring her here, or you want to explain that my mother's going to have these conversations. And you may not like what she's going to say, but she's going to say it. And I said, I think that's what puts a strain on, you know, who's acceptable and who's not. I don't tell them who to pick. I just say, this is our culture. We're not going to change it for whoever you bring in. So I can accept him bringing home whoever. I don't care if she's white, black, Spanish, whatever, just as long as she can understand. If there's some black people that can't understand either, depending on how they were raised or where they're from. They also, you know, that's clear across the board for everybody. I'm going to say what I say in my house, and if they don't like it, they feel uncomfortable, they probably don't want to come here.
Well, my thing is, I mean, isn't it a shame? Because, I mean, of course, you know, I mean, I am who I am, so I don't know about other discussions that other people may or may not have. But, you know, when it really gets down to the get down, it always seems like, by read earlier, as well as you, Ms. Cherry, it's like it always seems to come back to, like, darker end of the spectrum. Like, white man can go out with whoever he wants to go out with. White women can go out with whoever they want to go out with. But when it comes down to black people being introduced into the fold, it seems to be an issue. Now, once again, to go off that video where the dude asked, why do black men date outside of their raid? To me, that could be for a multiple, it could be, for a multiple of reasons. One could be because, hey, they just want to see what, the lighter shade of, meat is all about. Maybe they just want to, want to experiment, see what's good. Other times I have heard it said, I never really agreed with it, but I've heard it said where, white women or other women, are more submissive or, their attitude is just totally different. They're not, all angry like black women or, stuff like that. And yeah, exactly. And, I think, it also goes along lines where, some dudes don't really want to identify with who they are, so they figure they will get someone else to kind of, to change the stereotypical perception, of them and, just that whole black couple thing. Because, when you're a black man dating, a white woman or an Asian woman, I mean,
you're successful.
I don't care how proper you speak or how different you look, you're still a nigga. I'm sorry I had to come out and say it like that, but then again, I'm not.
Well,
you're still looked at, as a nigga. But when it's a black woman dating, someone outside of their race, it's looked at like, yeah, well, you're still black, but it's different. There very much is a difference there. Some black men look at it
as using them for his money. That's what it is. They look, she going out him because he got money.
I think it's a little of everything that you said. Like, growing up, I felt like if I saw a black guy dating a white girl, he was saying that black women are not good enough for him. So it's kind of like, you looking down on us thinking we're not good enough. But now that I'm older and I'm seeing the way some of these black girls are behaving, I'm thinking maybe our young men, at least the way that I'm trying to raise mine, may have more in common than, the girl that's twerking in the middle of Macy's. I don't want that walking through my door, whether she's black or anything. So it might just even be that now, because of how extreme we have become, we want to, we're buying into the stereotype of what we should be, which is a Megan Stallion or a Cardi B type, as opposed to just like a regular.
Yeah, but that's what they're putting out there like that. Right, but they're putting that out there purposely. Like I said, I love Megan Thee Stallion. That's my girl. I like her. But I'm not listening to her music. I don't listen to her music. I just like her. But at the end of the day, this is what they're putting out there. This has always been. Look at now, Miss Sherry, me and you in the same age bracket. Little Kim. Okay, Foxy Brown. Okay, now we still grew up in the era of Roxanne Shanté, Salt and Pepper, MC Lyte, Queen Latifah, and that. But then guess what? What happened in between that? That's when they threw out the Foxy Brown. That's when they threw out the Little Kim. And Little Kim was first before Foxy Brown. But you understand what I'm saying? So it's like have to. It's like every now and then when we're trying to get to the point where, okay, we want to be respected, they say, no, we got to put something in there so y'all don't have, so we can keep it right where you was at. No, we don't want your respect, or we don't want to respect you. All we want to see you as is a sex symbol. That's all you are. That's all you black women are, as a sex symbol. You're not nothing else but just
and,
that.
And the thing is,
all you know how to do,
the women that are coming out as these sex symbols, like Meg, and like Cardi B and stuff, they're very smart. Please don't get confused. They've learned how to take their sexuality and market it. But the people that are just following them and not questioning, like Megan Stallion, everybody's sitting there seeing her shake her rump, and then all of a sudden she pops out and says, "Oh, I have my my college degree. I went to college for this and that." And it's like, "What? You're doing that and this? The worlds don't seem to match, but see, they do match."
Absolutely.
Her skills and market it. But
absolutely.
That's
one of the reasons why I like her, because I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's one of the reasons why I like her, because guess what? Oh, yeah, she did all that and do, because like I said, I knew about her before she even got mainstream the way she was, you know, like what she is now. I knew about her before this time, but that's the thing. She doing all that, but guess what? She throw right up on Instagram, I got my degree, I missed that. No, so guess what? Y'all can say what y'all want about me, but guess what? I got education under my belt, and guess what? After when she get too old to twerk, she got something else she can go for.
She got a fallback.
See, that's what I can see. That's exactly. So now I can get with that. Yeah, absolutely. Now,
but
then
again,
that's
the
way that is.
You know
what
the thing is?
Me and you also have boys, right? And to be quite honest, would you be happy if your son walked her in the door and said, "Mom, I like her"?
I would, because I like her.
I'm saying, take away the fame and the money, and just leave her like a regular girl you see on the street.
Right.
Stuff like that. You'll be like, "Whoa, what's going on here?"
I don't know about all that fun.
But that's what I'm saying. Our young men, the choices that they're having, everybody's trying to be her, but they don't want to be her. They don't want to go through what she's going through. They may want to get up and wear the clothes and twerk, but they don't want to go and hit the books. They don't want to have a fallback plan. So my son looking at them, I'm like, that's not really going to be acceptable in my house. What is acceptable? Well, now you have Betty Sue, and Betty Sue's in college getting her degree. And she don't look like us. She's not from our neighborhood. But when they get to college and they start learning together, they start getting more things in common. So now I'm like, I understand. I'm not saying I'm thrilled and crazy about it, but I understand now that they're drawn more towards people that have things in common with them than just being that hard line, like, she not like us. You know, don't bring her home if she can't use my comb. You know, that type of thing. I do give him that, but I do have him explain, if you do bring her home, we have real conversations here. And if she's not comfortable and she doesn't feel that way, you need to let her know before she comes, or you need not bring her here.
Right, exactly. Absolutely.
Okay, well, do you think that, because I know this on certain TV shows, there's one TV show in particular where I think it. No, this. Well, yeah, that one. I've never watched it. I've never tried to watch it nor understand it. But when it comes down to TV, you always usually see more white men with black women. And there's one show that I didn't quite, you know, get it. There's a character, I'm sorry, because I don't really watch these shows to really know their names, but I know the name of the show was called 911. And there's a dude on there that apparently was in a relationship with the character, you know, played by Angela Bassett. And, you know, they had children together. So now all of a sudden, in the show, Angela Bassett's character is with a white man, and the black man who is the father of her children is now all of a sudden in a gay, you know, he's gay, and he's with
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you know what, of course, people are going to take what I say how they want to take it, and I really don't care, because I'm not coming at anybody. But I'm like, do you see the setup? So it's like you have the black family, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, they break up, probably because he just came along and, what, I guess said, oh, listen, I don't like you no more, I'm gay. So, yeah, it came out of the closet. So he's black and gay, and she's a black woman with two black children that's now all of a sudden with a white man. You know, TV is an MF-er. Society is too, but TV is an MF-er, because it really helps paint these pictures. It really helps push these stereotypical, you know, attitudes and images onto people. Because some people will sit back and say, like, oh, yeah, this is how they are. this is why I don't want you dating, you know, a black man, or I don't want you with a black woman, because, you know, they watch the episode of Power and they think that's how, like, we act. You know, it's crazy to like watch this stuff and be a person, you know, a person of color, and just be like, wow, like this is what the world really portrays or thinks of us. And the thing is, when you look at the people who create these type of shows, most of them are not us. Like, they don't know us. They may know of us, or they may have, you know, I have a black friend. Oh, I have
oh,
an
no,
Asian
but they
friend,
put up,
or I have this type of friend.
Yeah, but they put
up
black,
you know,
producers to those shows. But yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of them put black producers to these shows. And just like you said, those people probably in the background, but then you see the credits and other stuff, it's always somebody black, you know, somebody black that's backing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, also,
and of course, because it's to give it validity. To give it validity. Oh, it must be okay because a black person backed it.
Mm-hmm.
It must be okay because black people like it. You know, you know, it's one of those things where it's like it's one of those things where it's to the point where it's like, eh, like who really cares? But then again, who really cares? Because once again, I years ago. And it was actually a white man who told me about this saying where you can, you know, and it was about black women, or at least the way he said it to me, it was about black women. He said, oh, you know, you can F them, but you can't bring them home.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, wow. I was like, so when I heard it. So when I heard that, I started looking at, I'm not going to lie, like white men, Asian men, you know, all other types of other men, you know, just differently, because it's like, is that how you view like our women?
Yes.
Like, is that how you view black
That's
women?
What
like,
is.
You know, it's like, you
yep.
can F them, but you can't bring them home. So. Now, and I'm not the only brother that may know of that saying, but that's when some of us get this attitude of contempt when we see a white man with a black woman, because some of us are thinking, like, I know when I see it sometimes, that line pops up in my head. Like, is that what your relationship is all about? That's what this is all about? And it's like, I don't want to sound like, you know, it's something unfair. But then again, if I heard a white man tell me that, what am I to think when I see it?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Is,
and then
though, you had a problem seeing a white man with a black woman, but you didn't have a problem playing that reverse role. When you were in it, you wanted understanding. And I know Actually, no.
The thing is, I was in high school at the time, so I wasn't see color. I don't see color. Like, that's not my thing. We
well,
only talk
you
color
must be
when
blind.
It comes up. No, it's not blind.
You must
it's
be
just
blind.
The fact, no, it's
everybody,
not blind.
Everybody
it's just
sees color. I went out with a black male, and we went to a restaurant, and we were the only black people in the restaurant. I immediately saw color when I walked in that door, and they saw me. So I understand what you're saying, not judging or not eliminating somebody based on their color, but to say you don't see color, you must be blind. Because anytime you go somewhere with someone that is not of your race, you do get looks, even in 2022. You know, not like you used to in the 80s and the 90s. That they break their neck, they say something to you. You might get a sister wanting to fight and stuff like that. We're not that extreme anymore. We're not at that point.
But people
still
do
walk
it
down the street. Yeah, well, some probably still do, but very few. It's a lot more accepted than it was back in the 80s and the 90s. We all know that. But if you still walk into an establishment with a white woman, you are going to get people that are going to look. They're going to stop. It's still it's not as taboo as what it was before, but it's not as common as what they're trying to make it sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, there's times when I've been at work, and, you know, I'm talking with a white woman or a white guy, and, you know, and we're just chopping it up. And, you know, sometimes people do give that look, but I take it as a look of like, well, what do you have in common?
What are you talking about?
To be talking to, like, what do you have in common to be talking to one of them? Like, is it a color thing or is it a title thing? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, I just have to ask that question, you know? And, you know, my thing is just the fact that it's not me being blind to anything. And as I get older, yeah, I start to see things more for what they are. But then again, I don't want to just assume because, you know, perception can be a deception sometimes. But I will say that I don't go into things looking at it for the color aspect of it. And now we're having a conversation about it, then that's different. But I'm not going to sit there and, like, concern myself with I'm walking in the store with somebody white or I'm walking in the store with somebody Asian. Because what you eat don't make me shit. So your opinion means nothing to me at all, as well as your existence. Unless you're part of my village, you know, or we're cool, I don't care what you think. I don't care how you move. I don't care what you do with yourself. It doesn't matter to me. But, you know, talking about topics, you know, such as this, like I said, it's just a thing where there's a double standard that exists, you know, and like I said, when Red hit me with the video talking about why do black men, you know, date outside, that question shouldn't just be asked to black men. That should just be asked on both sides. Even though I can understand it was just what the question I was asking, but why ask that question? Because why make it sound like it's only black men doing it? Okay, so check this out. Wait.
Because it is.
I'm going to stop you right there. And I'm sure K-Dog is going to have something to say about it. What's up, K-Dog? So.
What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, who else is up in here? I heard a man.
Miss Cherry and Miss Red. Yeah, Miss Cherry and Big Red.
All right. Yeah.
Well, hold on, K-Dog, because I have to shoot this out real quick. So one of the most offensive things that I've heard, and I can never forgive her ever again, even though it's not for me to forgive her. I just really just don't rock with her anymore. I remember there was an interview, and I brought this up before. There was an interview with Serena Williams some years ago, and there was a question by the interviewer who basically set her up. But the fact is of, you know, she gave a response that was very offensive to me as a black man. So the question was asked, you know, about, you know, her, you know, dating, you know, what's the difference, the big difference between, you know, like dating, you know, black men compared to, you know, white men, because, of course, she's married to a white man. And this, I guess this was after, you know, the Common and after the Drake, you know, then she was, you know, she's dealing with the white dude, which she's apparently married to now. And she said something that wasn't cool. I don't remember it word for word, but it's something that can always, you know, be looked up. But I really didn't appreciate what she said because she really just came across, but the key word to me was like, it's very different. And it's like, wow. Like, you're saying something without saying something. Like I said, it was more to it, but I didn't appreciate it. Because given the fact that her father is in both of their lives, father, black man, father fought through a lot of stuff to get them to where they are. So all of a sudden for her to kind of get into that, oh, well, yeah, you know, dating, you know, black men and to white men, yeah, it's different. You know, like,
well, wait,
like we have, like we have these deficiencies compared to...
Can I...
It's not about what you said, Red. I'm just talking about there's a double standard that exists. And the thing fact that someone of her caliber, of where she's at, for her to just come out and say that, you can't sit back and really say to yourself that no one is paying attention to that. You can't sit there and say, because who she is, Serena, if Serena is cool with it or Serena says this, then because there are impressionable people out there like that.
But don't you think
just like the jackasses that'll sit there and come out their face and say, I don't date black women because they're crazy. I don't date black women because they're rowdy. I don't date, but those are assholes who probably don't even really respect their mama, if their mama is even in their lives. It's just certain shit that you just don't say. Because you know what? No one else is really stepping out and saying shit like that. You don't hear Indian women or Indian men talking shit about one another. They keep that shit on their own. They keep that shit someplace else. They talk that shit amongst themselves. Asian people, they talk that shit amongst themselves. Everybody else talks that
stuff
amongst themselves.
But that's the whole point of what I'm saying.
But we're the ones.
But that's my whole point of what I'm saying. And that's the whole point. What I'm saying, once again, black men have this thing where they're just blatantly out with it, and they will say, looks like you just said it just, I'm not going to blame. I don't date black women, and then vice versa, the black women will say that about, I'm not going to date no black man, and this, and I'd rather this. That's the whole point. That's about my whole point of what I'm saying. But it's black,
right,
like I said, it's black men saying it.
Before Miss Sherry, we got to let K-Dog rock. After K-Dog, you got Miss Cherry. Go ahead, K-Dog. What's up?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah, like I was listening, and I'm listening to what's being said now. When it comes to this thing about dating, and, you know, people say, interracial dating, you know, everyone's taboo about it. And, you know, it's still a taboo subject. You know, why is it such a taboo subject? Because right now, okay, whether you're a black man or a black woman, a black man who's in a relationship with a white woman, or they're with a Asian woman, or Middle Eastern women. Yeah, I see that all the time. Now, for me, I'll be personal with it. Yes, I've been in an interracial relationship. I have been. I never given a thought of dating, you know, being in a relationship with a white woman. But it happened. It happened. You know, it's some things you can't help it when it happens. You know, that you meet somebody and, you know, you could be of a different race and, you know, end up falling for each other. I've seen it happen to many people. Now, with that being said, what Serena Williams did, yeah, it was wrong. But we also have to look at it this way, too, because as a people, we have to stop putting each other down publicly. You understand? Like when she said, it's different. I'm like, that was the wrong choice of words that you're saying. It's like you said, Brother B, earlier. I ain't dating no black women because black women are crazy. Why the hell would you say something like that for? That's stupid and dumb. But however, okay, so you meet a white woman. So you meet an Asian woman. Big deal. Me, basically, I don't give a damn about who's dating what. If that person makes you happy, hey, go ahead, do it. You love that person loves you right back. That's all that matters. But however, yes, there will be conversations that will come into race. Will that person be able to understand, as a black person, what you go through when you face racism and injustice? Will that person be able to understand that? No, but at the same time, they'll sympathize with you and say, you know what? I may not know what you're going through, but I'm with you 100%. I support what you're doing. You understand? You know, I'm not saying trying to say anything wrong here. Now, y'all clear with what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to understand. You know, you get it, because this is the thing. So what? I could care less if, you know, okay, as a man, I could appreciate the beauty of any woman that I see. I'm open to dating anybody. Not because I'm not going to stand there and say, well, I ain't dealing with no black women because black women is crazy. Or I'm going to disrespect my black women. No, why would I say that for?
Yeah, because you would say that, as I said, you got black men that, once again, black men that say that blatantly.
Yeah.
Lay out. Like I said, you or Brother B may not necessarily say it, but once
but
again,
you
also
have
black
those
men
who will say it. Some of
that,
them
that are out there saying it.
That
right,
they're
blatantly saying it as, you
women.
Know. Mm-hmm.
But wait
they,
a minute, I'm still
saying
I've heard many things said about, I've heard some negative things said about black women. Like, I've heard one
thing
said, kind of said like this. Man, why would you want to, man, you know what, man, I'm done with black women, man, because they too materialistic. They want you to be this. They want you to be that. They're not letting you be yourself.
But you know what they
don't,
real talk, real talk, and I ain't going to lie. I mean, I've said it before. Yeah,
I've said it
too.
I'm not going to lie. I've said it.
But
I haven't said it out in the open. But I'm not going to say it out in the open. I'll have a conversation with my friend and say, what's wrong with me, man? One time, let me tell you something, and I'm going to keep it 100% real. There was a black woman who I was interested in. You know what she told me why she would never go out with me? Dig this. Because in her view, and this was her view of me, I wasn't black enough. And let me tell you why she said I wasn't black. Yeah, I had to I laugh about it years later. It was hurtful, but I had to laugh when she said, oh, it's not that. Oh, because I got to ask you a question. I'm like what? When was the last time you've been in a fight? Like, how come, you know, okay, you grew up with brothers, right? Did any of them, you know, were running in the streets or something? I'm like, oh, you looking for, what you looking for, some hood dude or something?
What's up?
Oh, because, you know, you don't have that swag. I'm like, swag? What swag? Oh, the very same people you look up to. You always talking about these, you know, these old black actors and all of that. All these people. Oh, you don't, her ideal man. Dig this, and no disrespect. She said her ideal man was Biggie Smalls. That
but
was
she wanted
her,
the thug
that,
type of dude.
Yeah, she wanted that, but she threw it in my face that I wasn't black enough.
Right.
Where's your father?
So that was supposed to be black.
Doing that.
So that was supposed to be black.
But she stupid.
That was,
exactly.
That was
that,
a representation
that was
of black.
Considered black. Like, that's not considered
black man.
Considered black. Like, if she thought that, then she's just ignorant. She's just an ignorant
she's
person.
Ignorant. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she looked up to, and the thing that really turned us off, the big thing that I didn't want to talk to, because she was looking up to those women in those reality shows. And mind you, this is someone, mind you, I had just entered into my 40s, and this is who she was looking up to. And I'm like, wow, you're really ignorant.
Yeah, well, she was ignorant and she was immature.
And immature, because if you're going to say that, to say that I'm not black enough because I don't fit the description of a black man, I'm like, what does a black man, what is your description? Oh, you know, when I'm walking in the streets, or I get into trouble, or I know he's going to have my back, I'm like,
no,
oh,
she wants
so,
she looking for somebody that she's trying to get lined up. So I don't know where that chick is now, but I'm sure somebody better stay away from her, or should have stayed away from her.
Because, you know, it wasn't just her that said that to me. There was somebody else that said it to me and said, oh, you know what, have you ever considered dating a white woman? Because no black woman would be interested in you. I'm like, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to
well,
say
but
that.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Hey, dog, women do. I'm not saying that black men don't, you know, black men do it and white, I'm sorry, and black women do the same thing. They just blatantly come out and say, well, I'm not dating no black man because of this, that, the other, and I'd rather go to the other. You know, it's like blatantly just come out and say stuff.
Right, and disrespecting your own. Now,
right,
here's
absolutely.
My take. And here's my take on it. You can't help who you fall in love with. That's the whole thing. Because you know what it is? Let's just say you meet somebody who is of a different race. Okay, the person could be white, the person could be Latino, the person could be Asian, whatever, you know, whatever outside of the black race, but yet the two of you could easily have a connection. The two of you could easily fall for each other. And, you know, things happen like that. It does happen. Okay, if you prefer not to date, prefer you say, okay, I don't want to date outside my race, that's your preference.
Right.
And it's respectable. It is respectable if you choose not to. Like, what I'll say this, like I use myself as an example again. Did I expect to date outside my race? No. It happened. That I met somebody who...
Right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That I met somebody
Well, you know what?
We really liked each other at the time. Yeah.
Well,
some people do
hold on,
they don't want to... What?
No, go ahead, Miss Red. Go ahead, Red. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying they do it because, you know, they get to a point where it's like, oh, I'm tired of, you know, they, because they, I'll say because they've had bad experiences with, you know, black men or black women or whatever. No, I'm going to date my people. I'm going to still date me a black man. I don't care how many experiences that I've had that may have been, like I said, you're going to have been good or bad experiences. I don't care who you date. Okay,
right.
I don't care about that, but I'm not going to write off all black men or all these people or that people because I've had that experience with that with these particular people. But I'm just saying this is what it boils down to, where it's like, oh, I had
exactly.
so many bad experiences with black women. Okay, I'm not dealing with black women no more. No, that you can't
mm-hmm.
think.
Well,
you know what?
Because you know, before Ms. Cherry jumps back in, but that's what society and the media pushes. It pushes this division.
It does.
It's just like you know, you look at hip hop artists, and you go into an office, you know, and the hip hop artist from the street, you know, has his stories, his experiences. He goes into a corporate office where, you know, a white man or a Jewish man tells him, "Oh, you're not street enough," or you know, you need to put the bitch word and the N word in your songs a little bit more. Like, oh, we don't really want to hear, like, the public doesn't want to hear about, you know, all this righteousness and everything else. They want to hear about
right.
killing and shooting, and that's how you're going to sell records. You know, it's certain power that we give to people to actually say things about us and put things about us, you know, out there. When a lot of them know it's not true, they still rather, you know, bend to the whim of the stereotype than actually say the truth of like, nah, this is some good people right here. This is a good person right here. Like, don't judge them. And, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, he rest in peace. He's had a birthday, happy birthday yesterday. How mm-hmm. is it that, you know, all these years of him, you know, of what he said years ago about judging people, you know, by the character of who they are, not by the color of their skin, we're still being judged by, you know, the color of our skin. But now we're also being judged by the play of the character, because now people are just trying to categorize black and say, this is what it is. Like, okay, dog, you're not black enough because you don't do this. Or Big Red, mm-hmm. you're not black enough because you don't twerk. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, Miss Cherry, you're not black enough because you like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody else it's interesting how someone else wants to say what black is or what Asian is or what Puerto Rican is or what this is. It's like, how do you just kind of bottle it and just put a brand on it and say, yeah, this is black.
Right.
If you're not black, then if you're not black if you don't do this. You know,
exactly.
You're not black if you don't do that. Because then you get that. And I remember one time, I got it. I got that before. Like, oh, you're not like them. And I was like, wow, who's them?
All the time.
And he said, yeah, he's like, oh, well, I mean, I got to be honest with you. It's like, you don't act like, you know, other black people out here. And I was like, well, how do black people act? Because I didn't know
what
to act. You know, I'm like, there's everybody, you know, people are who they are. You know, there is no act. Like, being black is not an act. Like, what we do
is being black
is not an act.
I am.
Just like, yeah, exactly. And, like, would it be fair to say, like, all white men are serial killers or school shooters?
Oh, well,
now,
well,
if
brother,
I said something
yeah,
like that,
would,
then, but yeah, but then
I agree
people,
with
but
that.
Then, but see, a lot of people would be like, oh, that's a low blow. But every black
yeah,
person
but
is
I, but
a drug
see, that's
dealer. Every point. Black woman
so
is
why
a
it's
whole,
not a low blow when it comes
else.
To us? Okay,
and,
so then why it's not a low blow when it comes to us?
Because,
and you know what else?
Because once again, it's
add,
society set
so,
in a certain way.
Can I add something else, too?
Mm.
I was in a relationship with a black woman, and, you know, hey, I was in a relationship with a cool sis, with a sister, but she did some ignorant things. Again, it came up to she didn't like the fact that I have a Haitian background.
Oh, you like I
there was something. It was like it was, and I kid you not, it got to a point. The reason why we broke up because she said some pretty disrespectful things about my mom, and I wasn't gonna tolerate that.
Oh no!
And yeah, it was really bad. I'm like, what's this? Oh, because she was engaged to some Haitian guy, and oh, the Haitian guy is all about his family. Oh, his family was always there. I'm like, okay, there's
yeah, what
you have
I
to
do
understand
with
something. That has nothing to do with
that
me.
Was some personal.
And the problem is
that was
something yeah,
personal.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
it
was
personal,
personal,
but
personal,
it turned
yeah.
it went from personal to becoming like hatred towards the set a total like let's just say how do I say it like. She had a serious problem with black people coming from other countries. Like, oh well,
and
they tend. Oh, yeah.
I do realize she's from another country too, right?
Was she African
I'm like,
American
well, you know,
or?
Oh, African American.
Okay.
Which,
I'm
like,
yeah,
she don't know her history. She don't know she came from another damn country too. Like. That's another, you know, I'm sorry to just cut across from this, but that's another thing that kills me about our people is that just because you were born here, you do realize you have ancestors that were from another country. Like, how the hell do you
exactly.
think you got here? And they don't, what
well,
kills me is that they don't put the two together. And I don't understand how the hell in 2022 you don't put that together. What is wrong with y'all?
So,
well,
not
check
y'all,
this out.
Right?
Well, go ahead, Miss Sherry. Go ahead, Miss Sherry.
Yeah, sorry, Miss Sherry.
Okay. No, that's okay. I was going to say, so I'm African-American, obviously descendant of slaves. Yes, I am black, by brother.
Yeah.
But
you like it.
From her.
You could say, the milk, half and half. Go ahead.
From her saying that, I have dated a lot of people, a lot of men from other countries. And what I found was, there's an assumption that if you're black, you all come from the same place. You all think the same. And I remember,
mm-hmm.
like, in particular, I was dating a Nigerian guy. And we had went over to, I guess, his people, and they were having a conversation that I felt was very disrespectful about African Americans. And the point that I'm making is they didn't see it as disrespectful because they didn't go through what my ancestors went through. He was first generation. Coming over here, he didn't know, well, he was aware of, but he didn't really know how we said how white people may not be able to relate to the plight of black people. He couldn't relate to my plight because he didn't have the same. His family didn't have the same. Although we went through oppression, he went through oppression back in Africa with his own people. We were stolen, brought here, and we were at the subjects of, you know, white people and whoever else. But so when we would have conversations and stuff, he really couldn't relate. He looked like me. He could kind of try to, and we had a lot of problems because of that. So maybe when you mentioned that she was African-American, maybe that's what it really was.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was a whole culture,
well,
like, which made no sense because what it was is that, oh, my parents marched in the civil rights movement. Where the hell were your parents? I'm like, excuse me? And continue
wow.
to make some very ugly remarks about Haiti when my mother mentioned, oh, you know, I saw a movie in Haiti. What movie theater do you have in Haiti? As poor as that nation is, I'm like, excuse me.
Where are you
and I had to put it in the place.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Where the hell y'all be finding these people at?
What I'm party like, you
going to?
Because
I don't
want
to go to that party. Because I'll be out at a bar fight by the time that party was over.
And it's sad. It's rather sad that, you know, that we would think that, but also, which leads to this with all this thing about interracial dating. I'm like, listen, like I said, I've seen people who've gotten together with different races, and they're happy. They're with the person, and, you know, that's all that matters. But, however, it's like they said they've had the conversation about race. Some of them even have children.
Yeah.
Some even have children.
But you know what? Okay. We can talk about black and white, black and Asian. We can talk about whatever. Once again, every culture, you know, they have their own biases. But we, of course,
right.
We can't sit here and say that we're not bigots amongst our own selves. Because
yes,
I remember
at one time,
there was a point where, you know, black dudes didn't like the fact of how black women was rocking with Jamaicans or rocking with Haitians, mm-hmm. and then vice versa. Like, oh, our brothers is too good, and you gotta go with the coconuts, you gotta go with this, you gotta go with that. But then what's crazy is
we discriminate against each other, and that's the ignorance of us.
Exactly. My father's from Trinidad, and you know, while he had Jamaican friends, I do see that there's a difference between how Jamaicans, Trinidadians, Antiguans, you know, Bajans, the Guyanese, they all have their own bigotry against one another. Mm-hmm. And I just find it interesting how we're looking at everybody else about, oh, you're racist. But we're kind of racist, too.
We don't have prejudice against our own. We look at, just because someone has a different language, someone have a different accent, just because if you don't have an accent other than a southern drawl, it's a problem. Like, what the hell? Oh, where are you from? I'm from Haiti. There was a time in schools you couldn't even say you were Haitian without getting jumped.
I remember one of the reasons why, because a good friend that I had years
accent.
Ago.
That's why.
Because y'all was ladies' men, so y'all was always trying to steal the women. Like, you look at Hot Rod. Hot Rod got 12 kids. Like, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Hot Rod. I ain't say out loud. Let me stop. What's up, brother? y'all, dudes was known as ladies' men. So y'all always was coming around and trying to take all the women with the smooth ass, you know, with the patois and everything else. You know, Jamaicans just came over and just, like, kind of stole women. They sounded angry all the time. Everybody's like, hey, you know, I don't want no beef, man. So, you know what I'm saying? But we have our own, you know, hang-ups with one another, and other people play on that.
Right.
They play on our own hang-ups, you know, with one another. And that's, they use that as a vehicle to be like, well, hey, well, why do I have to be looked at differently when you guys don't even like each other?
Exactly.
Because
it's all
still
about
different.
And that's what colonization was about dividing conquer.
Yeah, and the sad part of it is that there is a big difference. Because we're not looking at it as color, we have our own beefs. It's like, you know, white people and white trash. You know, just like Asian people, I'm sure, discriminate, you know, against one another. I think Japanese don't like Chinese, or Chinese don't like, you know, certain things. Like, everybody has their own beef.
In their own culture.
Yeah, but it's always us that is more outed. And it goes back to something that K-Dog said earlier, where there's certain things that we just don't need to discuss. It's like, we just need to be more discreet. Just like there are other cultures that are more discreet with when it comes down to their situation, we need to learn to be more discreet, you know, about how we move, what we think, what we do. Because when you start putting your stuff out there, especially when it's coming from black, some people take it and they run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's always something sensational. But, like, especially you don't see nothing sensational about a white man going with a black woman. But it's always a black man going with a white woman or somewhere else. It's like, oh,
like, oh, how did that happen? Like, oh, like, what's that all about? But right. Again, when you see a white man, because, you know, it's acceptable for a white man to just be with any woman of any ethnic background.
But when a black
know,
man
in society,
is
society, it's okay.
Yeah, when a black man is with a white woman, oh, you're a sellout, or you can't handle no black woman. Like,
yeah, and you know what? And that's the type of attitude that really needs to stop, because sometimes, and let me talk about that for another show, the whole attitude that we have with one another, oh, you can't handle me, or you're weak, or, you know, oh, you're not strong enough, or you got too many kids, or this is that, and that, like all of that bullshit right there is just, there's no place. To me, it's just a bunch of excuses. No, it's a bunch of excuses. It's a bunch of excuses. Instead of you know, using your brain to actually, like, you know, figure out what it is that you really want, don't go with the excuses of why I'm not dealing with this person or dealing with that person because of X, Y, and Z. Oh, I don't deal with black women because they too loud. I don't deal with black women because, you know, they don't cook. I don't deal with black women because, you know, X, Y, and Z. I don't deal with black men because they always going to jail. Like, just stop it. Like, just really stop it. Because you know what? You give life to these little bigotries. You give life.
You're only giving them ammunition to run
these stereotypes. Exactly. And, you know, and that's the problem. Like I said, as much as I found it entertaining, like, I stopped watching certain shows because it was just gratuitous violence, and it was always a black or Hispanic that was at the head of the violence.
Exactly.
And I just, you know, I just always found it, you know, interesting. Before we wrap it up. Oh, my God.
New Year's, Vaughn, New Year.
Hold on. We got 12 minutes left. You might as well end the show, brother. Welcome,
everyone.
Take it
out. Let's take it out, Ron.
Ron, you know, this is brother Ron.
You're stupid. You know why I stand on it already. Ain't no need to say nothing else. Only thing you got to do is just reinforce what you already know. That's all it is, baby. You know what I mean? Black man and woman is God all day. You know what I mean? So it ain't nothing else to say. If you don't know it by now, you ain't going to never know it. Feel me? So.
But what about the people who don't believe in that?
They don't believe in that ideal. But some people believe that, you know, a Spanish dude walked on water in Africa. and was Jewish. So, but if you believe in that and you can't believe in this, that's on you, baby. That's on you. It ain't meant for you. Maybe in another lifetime you'll understand. You know what I mean? It's like it's too late. It's too late in the day with that. Either you down with revolution or you're not. You know what I mean? And black love is revolutionary. Always has been, always will.
So I guess that goes to say that you would never date outside.
Not for free. It's never been a benefit for me. You know what I mean? To sit down at the table with a chick, man, I need $50,000. To hold her hand, I need $150,000. To sleep with her, I need about at least $500,000. One time.
What type of work you have?
Oh, man.
I'm not doing it for free. And if she ain't down to doing that, I ain't down to do it. I can't do it for free, bro. You know what I mean? I can't do it for free. You know what I mean? And if she got that money, if she got money like that, she ain't messing with me. So it ain't going to happen. You dig what I'm saying?
I dig you.
Okay. I thought, you know, you changed up your line of work. You know, I was about to say, like, you know, you need an agent. I mean, but you know, you get yellow, too.
I'm like, same dudes out here.
You and Miss Cherry got that yellow thing going, so y'all get over.
I don't care if I was dark as cocoa leaf at night. Cocoa leaf at night. I don't care. I still got to get paid dealing with this. I'm not gonna pay a vanilla chick rent. I'm not gonna love her for free. I'm not gonna do it.
No,
you know what I mean? It's got to be a benefit for me. You know, and the only one I'm a labor for and slave for is the black goddess. You dig what I'm saying? That's it.
I got you, brother. I mean, you know, what you kicking, there are brothers out there that get it and are with it. But then a lot of brothers out there, I can't even call them brothers. There are other males out there that will say that your way of thinking is kind of old school.
That's them. If they're not about our people, then they don't count. This is one of the things, one of the first conversations we had a year ago or so, telling you about how we must ostracize those who don't think it's not for us. That includes these entertainers and these politicians out here parading around here like they the pet. You know what I mean? Around here with vanilla chicks and with vanilla dudes. You know what I mean? Like, you not about our people based on your counterpart. You know what I mean? That's what it is. I don't believe you're a black person. You love black people. You got a white woman or a black woman, black man. You know what
so
I mean?
Don't think people can still embrace their culture?
No. And it's been proven if you watch. It's been proven if you watch. If only you watch and you see with your own eyes, hear with your own ears, and feel with your own vibration, you'll see how these people are. You know what I mean? They don't love I and I. They don't love themselves. So how could they love you? How could they love the embodiment of the Nubian people, of the African diaspora? How? A lot of them don't even know who they are. They're like, oh, I'm missing. I'm part this. I'm part that. I mean, what are you? Either you down or you not. Because in Lynch News, Louisiana, 1895, you will be hung. No matter how light, how bright, or how right you think you are, by being with a vanilla woman or a vanilla man, they will hang you.
Shit, you can still get hung now or get lynched, just in a different way.
All right. So that goes for all of them: Sidney Poitier, Harry Belafonte, Sammy Davis Jr. Kamala,
Kamala,
Kamala, Tiger Woods, all of them cats that they put out in front of us and say these are the pristine, the creme de la creme black people. Whoever been on Ebony magazine, even Michael Jackson. As soon as Michael started talking that black stuff, that's when he got sick. You know,
I definitely know that.
All right, we got 6 minutes left. We got 6 minutes left. Call the 6606. You're on the air with Dominion. What's up?
Oh, that's all 6 minutes? Oh, hell. I'm too late.
Joe!
Hey, I'm too late to stir up the pot, huh?
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, he didn't deny it.
Well, it's not 666. It's 6606.
What's up, Mr. Joe?
Zero is not a number.
Topic is interesting. Daniel died out of your race. Well,
yeah.
if people can get along and do it, what I'd like to see are the stats. What about interracial marriages? How long do they last versus the normal marriage? Because the normal marriage, they only last, there's about like 53% divorce rate. So if interracial marriages are like 30%, that goes against the grain. So that proves that perhaps interracial marriages might work out better. But who knows, right?
Well, I mean, me personally, they last a little longer, but they don't last.
It's marriages in general, because most men, they don't think masculine. Like a real masculine man, a lot of masculine men is either by himself or with a woman who knows how to act. That's it, no matter what race you are.
I knew you was going to set off Miss Cherry. Go ahead, Miss Cherry. Take it away.
Oh, well.
I knew you was going to set it off, Miss Cherry.
I have a question for Ron. Ron, how does a woman supposed to act? Can we start there?
She's supposed to be feminine in her feminine mindset. She's supposed to be fit and friendly to the man who's of her objective desire.
I'm sorry, Ron. Friendly, fit, and what was the other thing? You said friendly,
and
fit?
Friendly and feminine.
And I know how to cook.
Oh, feminine.
And obedient.
But feminine is
no,
what?
Ain't no obedient to it. A woman is only obedient to her survival code. That's it. To only her survival set. And if you fit inside of her survival set, then she will remain to be obedient. Other than that, you can't tame nobody who don't want to be tamed.
Remain to be obedient, feminine. What is?
No, I didn't say that. Joe said that obedient. Joe said that obedient. Stuff. I know. A woman can't be obedient.
Don't put
she's
that
only
on me. I didn't
to her.
Say obedient. You did.
Didn't. No, I didn't. I know what I said.
Miss Cherry.
And I would never say no. I would never say no shit like that.
Listen,
Miss Cherry
is trying to get at somebody. Miss Cherry. I noticed their words. I noticed their words that trigger you. Hold on, Miss Cherry.
You don't pick up the phone between Ron and Joe. Y'all don't lost your mind.
I'm just saying. I noticed their key words that trigger you when they are.
I didn't say nothing
and
about
obedience. No, hold on.
You're supposed to be obedient to God, and they got a hard time doing
gonna,
that.
I'm
they
gonna
got
say,
a hard
so,
time.
Ryan, is that a woman thing, or that's you know that's the is there a color spectrum with that? Or that's a woman.
What,
thing?
No, that's a woman thing.
No, trigger word.
That's a woman thing.
That's a woman thing.
Yeah,
because you know there are some women out there who it's okay that you can say certain words, and you know obedient or you know obey or certain things like that, and they won't take offense to it. However,
have you tried?
You know, I have seen.
Have you tried it with women from other races? Go to a woman and
I know because I have
I need you to be obedient and then step back. Now
I'll tell you one thing.
I've never had this.
I've dated other women before I got married. I dated other women of different nationalities, and I never had to ask them or tell them to be obedient. You know what I mean? It's been over 40 years.
Who said that? Nobody said that.
You know what I mean? I've never because I was in
come with the territory.
Because I was in a certain mindset. I didn't have to ask no woman to be obedient. You know what I mean? But at the same time, those women from other races. They didn't go through what the black woman went through. So the black woman got a lot of trauma. So, of course, you know what I mean, certain things are a trigger. You know, that's why the black man got to be in his right mind. A lot of black men ain't not in their right mind. So, of course, the woman ain't going to do anything you ask until you show forth and prove what you're about.
Well,
you know,
first
it's wrong
of all, no woman's going to do everything you ask, period. It has nothing to do with trauma because I don't feel like I was
traumatized. You do it. I ain't trying to hear that. White man say ask you to do it, you're going to do it.
A
white man, you and he
okay.
You, and you give
all the
and you give the white man and you
I'm
give the white man your time. And you give the white man your time. Stay on the right. Stay on the right.
Oh, my God.
And you give the white man your time. And all he give you is a check. So I don't want to hear none of that. You do what the white man tell you to do and then some. I don't want to hear none of that. And he's giving you a check.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We got less than 60 seconds left. Thank you, Mr. Cho.
Ron, it's on.
Ron, can't do it.
Ron? Yeah, I know. You did. You
it's on, Ron.
You know it turns up when you
never,
get on.
It was never off.
It is. Welcome back, Ron. You know, for
hey,
calling K-Dog.
Yeah.
K-Dog, Miss Cherry, Big Red, Hot Rod is at home, not feeling well. Feel
you
better,
you can't
brother.
Park in front of the garbage, bro. You can back up a little bit.
So, everybody,
thank you,
have a great night.
That
Happy New Year. We'll catch you next week. Absolute Truth Monday night, Blog Talk Radio, along with The Menu on Tuesday. Be easy, everybody. And
all right, please.
Peace out, y'all.
Parting.
That's right.
Everybody.
Peace.
Have a great
put the stereotypes in the trash. All right? We all good. Love who you love. Peace.
Peace out, guys.
Good night.